Speaking of Tony Stewart, we'll have his mother on the show coming up here in the 7 o'clock hour.
Awesome.
Mom.
And she's bringing puppies in with her?
Yeah, she's bringing cookies and puppies.
Awesome.
Yeah, she's doing a promotion. Well, the Tony Stewart Foundation, in conjunction with the Humane Society of Indianapolis, is doing a promotion this week for Valentine's Week.
Tony's a big animal supporter.
Is that right?
That's why I love him.
All right. Well, Tony Stewart's mom, Pam, will be joining us here coming up after 7. Good morning.
Hey, Smiley. I wish I don't have to do anything else, but I get it on discount. Sure. I heard the spiel.
All right. Hold on a second. Pillow alarm is going on. I can't tell you how many people want me to promote their Monave, or however you say it.
They don't leave you alone.
Man. I've tried it.
I didn't like it.
I got
I
my
didn't
juice.
Like it either.
Yeah.
I saw no difference.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, so many people ask me about that. So I was like, get over it. I don't want it. And I don't want to promote your own business. I want listeners, but I'm not here just to promote people and their sales for their marketing thing. Everybody's like, man, seriously, I have probably about 4 or 5 bottles. People always give it to me, and I'm usually nice about it. And I say, okay, thanks. I appreciate it. You know,
I have one in the refrigerator right now.
Here.
There is always a bottle of Monavie in the refrigerator.
Remember, I tried it one morning. I said, okay, I'll give this a shot.
We all did.
Yeah, we all tried it, and it's kind of tart, and it's not great, and, it's just a big marketing scam. I don't want to get in on it. I don't want it. I'm juicing myself.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I got a juice
very
man junior.
Healthy.
It's not that I don't want to be healthy. I'm juicing carrots and all kinds of good stuff. I don't need those berries that are scientifically proven.
I looked for a juice man junior. I couldn't find
everything.
It. I couldn't find a juice man junior.
It's a miracle berry. KJ.
It's
a miracle berry that cures everything.
Is that the story of
Bonavie? Yeah,
it's a miracle berry.
Oh, man, but they sell it. Like, they said, oh, my uncle's cousin's sister took it, and she was cured of cancer, you know. My uncle was using it, and he had back pains. Next thing you know, he was cured of everything.
Yeah, right.
You know, if it was that magical, I think we'd all be taking it, and it'd be...
Those are the same people that go to that guy that knocks everybody down and say, well, they've been able to walk now.
I can give you a discount. I'm a distributor. I don't want about 17 bottles of your Miracle Berry. Okay? And I know I'm not the only one that says this. I know there's some distributors out there that hate me for it, but I just, I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want to promote it, and I don't want it. I have my own juice. It's called alcohol. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, man.
It always makes me feel better.
Alcohol. It always makes me feel better and forget all my problems.
Oh, my aches and pains are gone.
I'm laughing, but I'm crying on the inside. Oh, my God. All right. 7 o'clock. That was the pill alarm, by the way. Make sure you take your pill.
Or your Monavie.
Or whatever you take. Yeah, if you take your Monavie, that's fine.
Right.
If you want to take it, I don't care.
Yeah.
Take it, and if you believe in it, and if it works for you, and it's a placebo even, and you think it works for you, I juice crap all the time, and I just feel like it makes me better, so I drink it. I don't know. Tastes like crap. Just like the Monavie.
Stop pushing it on
us. That's my thing. Am I pushing Buy a Juice Man Jr. on every listener?
No.
Am I trying to tell you guys you should get drinking my crazy concoction of juice at home? No.
No.
No. But that's what I do. You do your thing. Stay out of my life. Sorry. I've got it. I'm under control.
And if you were pushing it, you'd have it for free.
That's right.
I'm saying it's $19.99.
I know. 7 o'clock. All right, let's check traffic with Mindy Winkler.
And it's brought to you by Cupid's headquarters.
They have romantic lingerie at Meyer.
Yeah,
of course they do.
Really? Sexy lingerie.
Uh-huh.
I guess
it's kind of
like
department store.
Is that kind of like that's a kind of Target ish? It's groceries and then there's like Target items there. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's got the clothing and things.
But it's Meyer.
I know, I'm
okay,
just saying.
Keep it straight.
When I first moved here to Meyer, I get confused with Meyer and then the grocery store that starts with an M. Marsh.
Marsh,
yeah. So I never knew there was a difference. And everybody's like, you can't get that at Marsh. But there is a Meyer that I never heard of.
Yeah.
I never go to Meyer. I don't know why.
You should
Meyer.
Go to Meyer.
Where
I
are
love
Meyer.
Where there's one right 96th up the street. Street. Right up the street from the station.
96th Street and what?
And Carmel. Well, there's one over on 96th Street, but there's another one right up the street here from the station.
Oh, I just met the mayor of Carmel the other day. He works out where I work out.
Really?
And he's a very nice guy. Yeah, he's going to start listening to the show.
You
I
should.
Said, well, I will support you in your roundabouts or whatever you want to do. deal. What you do?
But just drive in circles all day. Junior roundabout.
You want to make more roundabouts? I totally support. All right, let's do a big giveaway. Let's do a big giveaway here.
All right.
I want to take calls from people that need to be hooked up for Valentine's Day. I'm going to basically hear you whine and say, hey, Smiley, I need to be hooked up. Yeah. We're going to hook you up with a dinner. What dinner is this one for? I know we've got lots of dinners. Do I need to promote the place? Ask Weed Man. This is...
I think it's Kona Grill.
Is it Kona Grill?
Mm-hmm. Kona Grill, yep.
Kona Grill and Michael Bublé.
Ooh.
So we'll give you tickets to go see the concert. Michael Bublé, which is already a ton of money. I don't know how much that is. And then dinner for two at the Kona Grill. That's all free. And you can leave us out of it, guys. Let's take calls from guys this hour. We'll do something different later. These are these poor guys that didn't set it all up, didn't hook it up, forgot to make the... Because you can't get in anywhere now.
No.
It's too late. Valentine. So for Valentine's Day, which is Thursday, you'll be going to Kona Grill, which is awesome, for free. And you can surprise her with some Michael Bublé concert tickets. Just call now, guys. I want to hear your whine.